أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين استجابوا لربهم وأقاموا الصلاة وأمرهم شورى بينهم ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. And those who answer the call of their Rabb and establish salah, and whose works are done by mashwara, mutual consultation amongst themselves, and who send from what and who spend from what we have given them, these people shall enjoy the favors of Allah, which shall be much better and more lasting than the worldly things. Note, the ayah speaks about the qualities of the pious and contains the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and contains the promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for them rewards in the akhirah, which are much better than the things of this life. The commentators and ulama have said that the ayah for those who believe and put their trust in Allah and the next ayah contain the special qualities of the Khulafa'i Rashideen radiallahu anhum. The commentators also mention that these are conditions that will come in the times of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, Usman and Ali radiallahu anhum, and even in the time of Hassan radiallahu anhu and Hussein radiallahu anhu, with an indication to the order of their rule. The ayah also warns against certain difficult problems that the Khulafa radiallahu anhum had to face in the times of their khilafat. There is also the promise of lots of rewards in the akhirah for the Khulafa'i Rashideen radiallahu anhum. This promise is also for those who bring these qualities in themselves. If only we Muslims had love for the deen and a love for excellent character and good deeds. But alas, our character is only worsening. In fact, it has fallen so low that non-Muslims have begun to dislike Islam. Unfortunately, the non-Muslims do not realize that Muslims have given up Islamic teachings. So whatever behavior they see in the Muslims today, they think it to be Islam. So we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his assistance and help. SubhanAllah.